This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That woman lies. Filled with lies. It's Tribble In. No Squid, no Tiffany. It's me and a big old Mike Johnson. Thanks for listening. If you're driving home from work, driving into work, shooting up behind the Children's Museum, welcome, welcome, welcome. That's actually a thing, unfortunately. My girl works at the Children's Museum. She does HR there. I know there's been people shooting up behind there, finding needles everywhere.
And at the Children's Museum? That's not in the most gracious part of town. I've taken
right across from Centennial Olympic Park. You can kind of disappear back there and shoot up.
Let's see. What's over right across? There's a parking deck right there. There's some kind of other thing right there. Yeah, but we've taken the kids over to the Children's Museum.
I did way back in the day, too.
We visited the Arthur Blank area of the Children's Museum, which, look. Not to go off on a tangent, but every single place you go in this town has an Arthur Blank area. Yep. You know, you go to the zoo, there's the Arthur Blank wing. You go to the hospital, there's we've been in the golf tournament for the Arthur Blank
Reptilian House.
The Arthur Blank Center for Stuttering golf tournament we were at. He's got his name on everything, man.
Oh, no.
So, and he's got his name on a lot of checks, I guess, that are going around at the Flyer Branch. With free agents.
Good to be with you. It's been a while.
I know, man.
I've been laboring at night when I've been here lately. I did the steakhouse a couple days last week.
Yeah, I saw you last week. But it's been multiple months since you and I have had a chance to work together, man. So I don't know. Look, I'll save everybody out there the time and energy. But I hope everything's good. Hope whatever you've been doing for the last 3 months has been a lot of fun.
It's been okay. You know, it's a typical thing. Birth, school, work, death.
Yeah.
You know, the cycle.
Yeah,
hamster wheel.
I'm actually, you know, it's funny you bring that up because I'm trying to fight against exactly what you're talking about. I woke up yesterday morning. I was like, man, you know, my wife and I have been trying to do this thing where it's like, we need to just realize we're in the good old days, you know? Daughter's about to turn 3, son's 4.5.
Nah, the good old days like when they get out of the house.
And that's what everybody else tells me. And I know Day Day's living both lives right now, but it just.
He's always lived a double life. There's some secrets there, man.
He is a double agent. He's a man of many questions. We're doing good. Bo, obviously, and I wanted to get into this just a little bit. I know we got a ton to get to today, man. Hawks, obviously 4 in a row, and Georgia basketball with a loss last night. Falcons free agency rolls on. Bo is on what I can only gather is like the male edition of a baby shower. Where it's called diaper golf, he calls it.
Diaper golf.
And everybody that shows up to this golf getaway for the next couple of days brings a box of diapers, which are obviously very necessary and needed and all of the above. I never partook in anything like this, and obviously my golf days are well behind me at this point. But
oh, you never play anymore?
I just don't have time. Yeah. You know, well, and I say that. I'm completely probably full of crap compared to most people's work schedules. But you know how it is, man. Look, I got young kids. My evenings are filled with hanging out with them. My wife's, you know, got a full-time job and everything else. But I do think it's funny because I do take guys' trips. You know, we go to, like, races and whatever else. You know, Bo and I were down at Atlanta Motor Speedway a couple weeks ago and do all that stuff. I don't know if you were ever a guy trip kind of guy. But, you know, it's one of those things that I guess I just think that Bo is getting ready to get into an area of his life that maybe he's not prepared for. You know what I mean? Like he's getting into that point of life where he's like, you know what, man, baby will be here in a few weeks.
I've always heartily protested the notion of him reproducing, and here we go. Good Lord.
No, I'm in favor of it. You know why? There's going to be a level of humility that comes along with it, and I can't wait for it.
I know. He thinks he can inflict his will on a
right.
baby.
He tells me all the time. He's like, man, y'all can't train that thing to, you know.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I know that some of it's tongue in cheek, but
and
I'm
I hope
at
that kid
like,
has colic too.
Don't you wish that on anybody?
My daughter had it.
Anybody.
My daughter, when she was born, she had colic when I was doing the morning show at the other station.
Dear.
So I basically don't even remember 3 months of my life because
I was
going to
say.
And now she's graduating in May from UNC Chapel Hill. So.
My daughter was born when my son was 19 months old, and a year and a little, just over a year and a half. And she didn't have college. She didn't sleep at all, dude. And that was a brutal time in our lives. A brutal time in our lives.
Yeah, rub some wild turkey on their gums, man.
Dude, she just, oh, man, that was a brutal time of our life. My daughter, I don't think, slept through the night until she was one.
Oh,
I mean, it was absolutely rough. So yeah, Bo's getting ready to get a handful of that. I know that the due date's sometime about a week into April, so it'll be a lot of fun to kind of see that process with him, because you know that there's a little humility coming along with it, but nonetheless, man, I'm happy for him. He's gonna be a interesting situation, but you know, he'll be a good dad. So
he'll be complaining about everything.
Oh, there's well,
he's gonna be a martyr.
So nothing will change.
Yeah.
So nothing will change.
You would think he's the one giving birth.
So nothing will change. I was going to say, he's.
Let's hit the front page, shall we? Well, hello, Atlanta Hawks. Aren't you kind of a little feisty?
Yeah,
a little
man.
Feisty?
Look, last night, and I'm flipping back and forth between, obviously, the SEC tournament, between games before George actually started, I got to flip over and see Trey just vintage Trey.
Yeah.
Just vintage Trey.
And he is so beaten up, too. The Achilles, what's he got?
He had
the
thigh contusion earlier in the week that he set out the game. But having him back in the fold and watching that game last night, he is, and I know that Dylan can speak this a little bit, he is like world-renowned for his ability to draw fouls. Now, I will say that most of them last night that I saw, and he was perfect on his free throw attempts, which is insane, but most of the ones last night, they were pretty handsy. So he was getting it done. The story of the game for me was the Hawks' ability to shoot free throws. Otherwise, it was kind of a rock fight.
Yeah, and also I say, too, the free throws were good to see from the Hawks. Also, the bench. I mean, they outscored the bench. They outscored the Hornets bench 57-13, I believe it was. I mean,
well, Hornets have only, what, how many games they won? Six?
Hey, you
only
say
a little
that?
Bit more than that, actually. I think it went like 14. Like
you say that, but remember we started the year off going 0-2 against the Wizards.
Yeah,
and the Hornets have been that team over the last couple of years, really since they got LaMelo Ball, that have always been pesky to us.
Yeah,
like
yes.
For some reason,
they're
like,
still an NBA team. Man.
They're still an NBA team for sure. But I was really impressed with the bench. Four out of our six players in double figures came from the bench. Like, Trey and Dyson were the only two starters in double figures. The rest came from the bench. So good night for Caris, George. Also, Terrence Mann is really starting to come into his own. And then V. Krejci as well.
Did
had
you
a nice
see
night.
Terrence Mann give the him and LaMelo Ball give the two small
yes.
back and forth to each other? Which,
talking about
Mann,
his phallus?
Terrence Mann. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Terrence Mann backed him down to the hoop and puts one in and gives him the two
you
small.
Little tiny phallus, man. I'll
you know,
back you
it's
down.
Just, and it's so funny when slender guys go into big man roles and just start backing down in the paint. You know what I mean? Like Terrence Mann did. And he's like, too small. And
trying
like,
to start posting up, right.
Both of y'all are like Ichabod bodies. You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about right now?
Is the sixth seed a possibility? Nah, probably not. Detroit's
I don't think
playing
so.
Too well, but hey.
There's three teams tied for that sixth seed from what I can see, or at least right there.
Pistons, I believe. I think Indiana.
Bucks?
Pistons, Bucks, and Indiana,
yeah.
I think, are
so
all in that
teams
realm.
Teams right there. I just think the Hawks are running out of time.
Get the seventh seed, have a home game, and win it and move on.
Yeah, exactly. I think
and be a pain. I think they can be a pain to somebody in the first round.
Be nice.
It'd be nice to avoid a Cleveland or Boston early on, but that's probably not going to be a possibility. But, hey, man, keep playing. Get healthy next year.
I would venture to say their ability to gel in this stretch run is more important in the long run than anything they'll do in the playoffs, because they've got to get to know one another heading into the offseason. Obviously, there'll be questions about Caris LeVert, who I think becomes a free agent.
Free agent, yep.
An incredible player in his own right. And so what are you building on towards next year? Because, and Rob, we'll get into this a little bit later. The time is now for the Hawks.
Yeah.
Like, you've fired the coaches. You've made the trades. This has become Trae Young's team. You've moved on from DeAndre Hunter, who was a failed fourth overall pick, whatever you want to call him, until this year. Now you've put the pieces around. You found the Dyson Daniels to go next to Trae Young. Now's the time. Now is the freaking time to be able to get it done.
Richey's developing to a nice little player, man.
Since really 2025 started, he's been incredible. Yep. He's been absolutely incredible.
The thing I like most about Zachary Sachet is he doesn't, to me, have these kind of up and down games, these really like either high or really low games. He's been steady. He'll show his flashes where he scores big points, like have a 27 or a 25.9.
Brother, they're polished and coached over there.
Exactly.
Man.
So he's just very – I love his consistency this year.
I will say before we move on, there was a stretch in time. And like I said, I'm flipping back and forth between that and the SEC tournament. There was a point in time where I just straight up went Charles and Shaq, and I was like, man, this is why the NBA might be struggling in games like this.
It's funny it was like him watch steal, them hate basketball.
Steal, lost ball, bricked three, steal, rebound, lost ball, brick three. It was like, golly, dude, y'all got to at least try to set the offense for a minute.
Georgia loses to Oklahoma last night. I don't know how much is that going to affect them. Maybe they're a 10 seed now. But
I don't think it affects Georgia much at all, but I will say I think that if you're one of those SEC people, this might affect where Oklahoma's at, because I think Oklahoma's been a bubble team. I don't.
That's their 20th win last night in Oklahoma.
The last time I looked, I think it was Jerry Palm, had Oklahoma and Texas as last four in.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to watch that play out. But there's an outside shot that you're looking at 12 of the 16 in the SEC get into the dance.
And Mike White being linked to the North Carolina State job, even though he hasn't won a tournament game. That's kind of interesting. Hey, give some love to Georgia Tech. They advanced to the quarters. They beat Virginia last night. First win over Virginia since 2016. That's
Georgia
crazy.
Georgia Tech continue to do.
But guess what? They have Duke today at noon. And Duke, you know what the all-time record is, Duke against Georgia Tech? 70-22.
Yeah. Duke's not bad.
They're not bad.
That's not bad.
Golly.
I think going back to the Georgia-Oklahoma game, both these teams came in 5-0 against the spread in their last five. Yeah. So two very, very hot basketball teams. Oklahoma playing very, very well right now.
All right. I guess we're going to come back. Atlanta Falcons. You know what? The Kirk Cousins thing is not as bad as you think. It is not as bad as you think. Stay with us. Listen, this is The Morning Shift, Sports Radio 19.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. one connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good night again. Welcome back to the morning shift. We got Tribble. We got Mike. We don't have Tiffany. We don't have Bo. We don't need them. But first of all, I must give a heartfelt apology. Dereliction of duty. Prior segment. Prior segment brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. Padly buys.com.
Hey man, you let off and you were like, I'm hanging out with big old Mike this morning, man. Don't be a sizist. Okay.
A sizist.
You know what I mean? Don't be a sizist. If I was more sensitive, I'm just kidding. I just, you know what, man, I'm in my feelings about my size sometimes. I bought a nice new NASCAR shirt the other day and literally shows the hair coming off my belly.
You look great.
No, I'm just talking about how hard it is to find clothes that fit, man.
He was complaining yesterday, Rob. We were recording some stuff, Squidbilly Mike and I, we were recording some things yesterday, and he got in his feels about how easily Bo can find NASCAR swag and NASCAR gear,
any swag,
and how it's a struggle for Mike. So it's carrying over into today as well.
Well, he shops in the children's department, doesn't he? I mean, geez.
That's what I'm saying, though. I need, and look, shout out Destination XL out there on what is that, Piedmont or Peachtree over there? Like, that's
your size helped you make a pretty good living.
I know, right? It's like hard to complain about. Yeah, I tell Bo all the time, like, everybody wants to be tall until you sit on an airplane. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I'm 6'3", and I'm not exactly comfortable with it, but
yeah,
I'm lithe and sinewy, though, at 6'3".
Yeah, man. What's the word you use? Sinewy?
Sinewy.
Sinewy?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with that one, man. I did say yesterday that after the last couple of days of free agency, I'm looking for a corrective emotional experience with you today. And I know that you'll bring just that. And so I'm excited about that. But the
thing is, do the Falcons' moves bring a corrective emotional experience? Not really.
No, nothing about
nothing
their
sexy
moves has corrected any emotion.
Divine Diablo, did that really move the needle? No, okay. Athletic guy, yay. Athletic linebacker is kind of what you need.
Your prototypical, a lot of upside kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't overpay anybody.
No.
You needed more athleticism.
What, 2-year, $14 million, okay.
Yeah, you needed more athleticism at all levels of the defense. That was very evident in the end of the game against Jaden Daniels. You didn't have the athleticism to track down a guy like that. And that's where you went out to try to get better athletically. And so that was one of the first moves you made, which, you know, would seemingly be the ability to move Nate Landman, you know, and use him situationally and plug in Divine Diablo, who was a 4.45 40 coming out of college and a former safety.
Well, they're hoping he can be a healthy version of Troy Anderson.
Right. And the best part about that is Troy Anderson could be healthy.
He could
be. And you could use him for less
what
reps.
What is that, though? Some guys are just more injury prone.
I'm that guy,
others.
Man. I'm that guy. I wish I could tell you what it is because I would have solved it a long time ago and tried to knock out a 13-year career, but it was not in the books for me. And the thing is,
how many years you last?
Five.
And
I had 3 season-ending foot injuries in those 5 years.
Well, once the foot goes, you're done.
Dude, right? Well, most people don't know what a Lisfranc injury is.
Yeah.
But I had one on each foot. And those individually can be career enders, and I had one on each foot and a broken ankle.
Yeah, Lisfranc is a toxic woman. Stay away from her.
Well, you know what's funny? It actually is a person. It's a French general. And I don't know if I've told you this story before. It's a French general who fell off his horse and had his foot stuck in his stirrup.
And surrendered.
Yeah, well, that too. But he tore his foot in the process.
Don't hate on the French. We don't win the Revolutionary War without the French.
twisted his foot by getting it stuck in his stirrup and got drug alongside his horse while his foot's just breaking.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Well, obviously, I had a lot of time in the train room to be able to learn stuff like that. So, unfortunately.
All right, we get Leonard Floyd on the north side of 30. That's what the Falcons seem to do, right? But, hey, 1 year, $10 million, 8.5 sacks every season since 2020.
I do think – Yeah, and Bo and I talked about this yesterday. The last couple of seasons, he has played out of a three-point stance. But you look back with his time and Raheem's defense with the Rams, the Super Bowl winning defense, he's going out of a two-point. He's playing Raheem's scheme. He still looks explosive. It looks like he's way more comfortable out of a two-point stance, and that's what he'll be asked to do here on that edge spot. Again, 8.5 sacks. When's the last time we had anybody with 8.5 sacks? And I don't care if I don't care who you say is playing opposite
that'd probably
of him. I don't
be Adrian
care.
Claiborne in 2017.
You nailed it. You nailed it, man. And what was that? And I tried to bring this up to Bo yesterday. Adrian Claiborne had something's like kind of wrong with one of his arms. I don't know if you remember this coming out of the draft. I think he's my age. And he has
one dwarf arm?
He just had one that he struggled with, and I'd have to look it up. But that's the one thing I remember about Adrian Claiborne, because remember he was with the Buccaneers when I was with the Falcons. And somebody brought it up, and they were like, he's one of the only people in NFL history to be able to actually make it to the league with this some kind of nerve disorder or something like that. But, yeah.
I just looked it up. Apparently he's got Herb's palsy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
So,
It was interesting because we always wondered, and I swear to God, I'm not like trying to poke fun at him. We always wondered if like that hindered his ability to flip sides or flip arms, you know, to be able to play with like a certain arm in the dirt.
He got nerve damage on the right side of his body.
Yeah.
Basically his neck, trap, and bicep.
And he was a
limitations in his
beast.
Right arm.
He was an absolute beast.
Boy, I wish we had him now in his prime.
Yes,
right?
Dude.
Are you kidding me?
Out of Iowa, I believe. So I think he was first rounder out of Iowa, but dude, absolute stud. I'd love to have him back. Well, at least, I'd love to have the amount of sacks that he was able to get. So there's that.
Are you excited about the Taquan Graham re-signing? Is he the only draft pick that Terry's had that he's re-signed?
No, that's not true.
That might be true. I could be wrong, but okay.
Dang, is that true?
But he hasn't been healthy, though. He's decent when healthy, right? Decent.
Yeah.
Good versus a run and maybe a...
And the bottom line is, man, you have to... Right now... The focus is that you have to have bodies on the defensive line. Because I know that, we're going to ask the question and talk about David Onyemata throughout the day. But Grady's gone. Eddie Goldman signed elsewhere yesterday. You have your draft picks that you hope, can rise to the occasion. But where does Zach Harrison fit into that? Who I'm actually a big Zach Harrison fan as long as he's in the right spot on the defensive line.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, TQ Graham, good depth spot.
Brandon Dorlos will be back.
Yeah, well, and TQ Graham, I remember this very distinctly last year. We got out to training camp, day one of training camp last year, and the first unit that ran out there had TQ Graham and James Smith Williams. And we were like, what is going on? And, of course, Grady was still at that point coming off the ACL, but TQ is highly thought of, obviously, in that locker room, and I think that he serves a very needed role when he's at his best. And
well,
you
got to have your rotational guys.
Yeah.
But we just need somebody impactful and sexy.
I know this sounds so cliche, dude. We need people with size.
Yeah.
We need people with size. And for everything you want to say about Grady Jarrett, I love the guy to death. It wasn't the biggest fella in the world.
No.
And really, the numbers kind of show that.
I mean, being in the same room with him, I was several times like, this guy's a D-line.
Now, when you look at a guy that's 6 foot like him, he's going to squat like 600 pounds,
which
is why he's so impactful for such a long time. And I know Chicago's excited to have him, but... look, man, it is what it is. TQ's a bigger body. You need guys like that. And you're right. He's a Terry Fontenot property. So it was smart for them to sign him back because right now you're just looking at straight up numbers.
Maybe the coaching will be better. Maybe Ulbrich will be a massive upgrade over Jimmy Lake.
You got
to hope for that.
I got to tell you too, man, and I've kind of had this back and forth with a couple of Falcons fans that I know personally. And they're like, Terry's draft picks from, what was it? What was TQ's draft? 21? Dude, none of them panned out, man. They all sucked.
Nah.
Here's my thing. If they did, what's more likely to you? All right. And this is a conversation you and I have probably had before. That the right pieces weren't in place to develop those guys or that all of them suck? Like, which one do you think? Because obviously, I come at it from a much different perspective, I come at it from a player's perspective. It's kind of like drafting a quarterback to the New York Jets.
Yeah.
What are the odds that the Jets just suck at developing quarterbacks or that every single first-round quarterback they've taken sucks?
Because, I think it's a development thing.
Right. And you remember a year ago, around this time, when the NFLPA grades came out and the Falcons weight room and weight room coaches got Fs. And they got fired on the spot. You hope the combination of the new strength coaches that were brought in last year and Raheem Morris being here – leads to more development.
People ignore
how
important the infrastructure of the whole thing
is. It's massive.
Yes.
And honestly, a couple people told me when I was drafted here that this is not a great place for O-linemen to be developed. And you remember, we had some golden years of offensive line. But if you remember correctly, my guy Tyson Klebo, free agent signing just off the street. Harvey Dahl, free agent signing off the street. None of those guys really developed.
Harvey Dahl was nasty.
He was. I love Harvey.
Yep.
None of those guys really developed in this scheme, right? There were always questions about Sam Baker developing. First round tackle. So, you know, you have your questions. And like I said, I'll have that conversation back and forth. Now, granted, Terry Fontenot has to shoulder some of the blame, but I think Arthur Smith does as well. And like to your point, Jeff Ulbrich, we'll see if him coming in, they can develop that talent in the front seven, continue to get better on the back end, and we'll see where they go from there.
Kirk Cousins. Not as bad as you think. If you really look at it, the Falcons are allotting funds at the quarterback position that is very similar to everybody else because you have a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks making $40 million, and you're basically allotting, what, $30 million for the quarterback position, if you want to look at it that way.
Essentially, yes. And Bo and I talked about it yesterday to where there seems to be a little bit of misunderstanding about the $10 million that comes due on Monday.
Yep.
Right? That $10 million is not just something that's just gone out the window. If Kirk Cousins become a free agent after next season and he signs somewhere else, that bonus money is offset by whatever he's making from another team.
Right.
So that bonus money comes right back in the door. If Kirk, and I can't imagine that Kirk Cousins, A, retires after next season, or B, takes anything less than $10 million to go somewhere after next season.
I think he's going to scratch and claw his way to 40 and try to enhance his legacy.
And honestly, he's the kind of guy, I think, that been in multiple schemes, been with multiple coaches, multiple systems, understands the game of football at a very high level. He's the kind of guy that you want around your quarterback room no matter what. And so I do think that he is, just like he was in Atlanta for a lot less time than we wanted him to be, a very good option as a bridge quarterback in the stretch run of his career.
Well, you don't want him in the locker room this year, though, right? Isn't that the common refrain?
I never understand that. I explained this to Bo, and I think you'll probably agree with what I'm saying. A lot of times in the locker room, people look at it as, well, that guy, you know, the players aren't going to accept that. Players in a locker room are more than likely going to be players in locker room versus front office.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know that the front office is looking for a way to replace them. So if Kirk Cousins did something that the rest of the locker room viewed as a way to save his job, or that, you know, the front office screwed him by drafting a first-round quarterback, even if they like Michael Penix, that has nothing to do with it. They're going to side with Kirk Cousins. Like 10 times out of 10, you're going to be like, dude, he did what he had to do.
It's them against management.
Picking him apart. Right. It's them against – it's 100% right. And so I think that's the thing that most people miss is when they want to say, well, you know, these guys, he made the franchise look bad. The locker room's never going to accept that. Dude, this doesn't care. Like, you think Divine Diablo gives a crap what happened to Kirk Cousins last year when he comes in here?
No.
You know, you think A.J. Terrell's like, oh, this guy, get this guy out of here. You know,
a toxic presence.
They probably had three conversations with one another.
He's not going to be like putting laxatives in people's Gatorade and trying to sabotage
you
people.
You also see from sunup to sundown how hard or not hard a guy works.
Yeah.
And from everything we've ever heard, Kirk Cousins works extremely hard at his craft and brings something to the table. So that locker room shtick to me where people want to point out that Kirk's not welcome, it just doesn't exist.
No.
And you can't tell me that knowing the personality of Raheem Morris, that him and Kirk Cousins won't sit down for 5 minutes and sweep everything under the rug and be like, hey, let's go win a ring. Let's do all the right things.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is who we think he is as a man and as a person.
He's nerdy suburban dad who can throw a football.
Yeah.
Or at least could at one point. You know, so maybe there's questions about where that goes in the future. But there's also, look, let's do it from this side too. And I know we got to go to a break. Kirk Cousins, if he was injured last year, which I think we all believe him when he says he was dinged up, if you're getting a healthier, 1 year removed from an Achilles version of Kirk Cousins as your backup quarterback, he has pretty good option. Pretty freaking good option moving forward. So we'll see.
Just draft properly. That's all you do. Or if you even trade number 15, that's fine. Just get some guys in here.
Man,
just
well,
get some
I know
dudes
that,
in here
look, the news about Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals wanting a first round pick. We'll get into that probably at the top of the hour. But yeah, you don't have many draft picks, so you better knock out of the park the ones you do have. And I know Raheem was at the University of Georgia for Pro Day. So wink, wink.
Yeah.
See where that goes.
Look at that. The Falcons going to Athens. I think they had to stop in Jefferson to get directions to Athens, though. They have no idea.
Which way? Is it this way? Okay.
All right, coming up, is an established quarterback looking over his shoulder. Coming up next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Game. Sounds like a clock radio. Cranking up your clock radio.
Clock radio, man.
That's, welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple in for
Do you have an actual alarm clock?
It's called my phone.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you? But do
or
you
my
have
girlfriend's
actual,
phone. So,
do you have an actual like one that sits on your nightstand and says
no,
your time?
Not anymore.
Yeah, mine actually is now. It's one of those Echo Views, the Alexa things with the screen on it. That's all I got, man. I haven't had an alarm clock in years, and I've used my phone for a long time. I actually, I've told this story before. There was a thing that happened my rookie year when it was January 1st, 2011, that if you didn't download like an Apple, and I swear nobody believed me at the time, if you didn't download an Apple update, like your alarm didn't go off on January 1st, and I was late to a workout.
Really?
And I was trying to explain to our strength coach at the time, who I did not like, that my alarm didn't go off. And rookies had to be there. I was rookie, and rookies had to be there earlier than vets. And, you know, I'm walking in when the vets are getting there, and they're all looking
at me. And you had that Saban clock in you, too. So
dude,
you were petrified.
I was petrified. And I got a warning letter in the locker the way they do. But it was like nobody believed me because I guess all of them had automatic updates on their iPhones at the time or whatever. And I'm like, it's the January 1st thing. And they're all looking at me like, dude, that doesn't exist. We're all here. We all got here, and I was like, okay, well, if I'm guilty of anything, it's not updating my phone.
That's like the dog ate my homework, but what if it really did happen? There's a reason why we have that saying, the dog really did eat my homework.
When I was in college, I got my scholarship check, which you used to have to go pick it up as a paper version, and you got your, when you lived off campus, they gave you some rent money, and my dog actually shredded my scholarship check at the time, which was worth a couple $1,000s. And I had to go to the office and be like, my dog ate my check. And I brought the shredded pieces with teeth marks to be like, hey, swear I'm not lying.
At least you have the forensic evidence.
The lady starts laughing. She's like, this is actually very believable. It's like dog saliva on this thing. It's in like 8 pieces. She's like, yeah, I can see that. I was like, of all things, the dog like didn't even chew paper. Like, why the check of all things? But
had the crime scene come out and dust for paw prints.
I guess he could smell money, man. What do you know? I don't know.
All right. What are we doing? We're going to the end. We're doing in the
Huddle. Right now, we're just...
I got distracted.
We're talking about Aaron Rodgers, man.
Talking about Aaron Rodgers
becoming a free agent. Yep. And also the quarterback carousel. Russell Wilson went on a visit yesterday to a couple places. And then Mac Jones signing in San Francisco, I think, is a little bit eye-opening to some people.
Two-year, $7 million deal, Mac Jones to backup Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Broken Mac Jones, right? Broken. He was broken.
And you know what's funny, man? I think Mac played decently well in mop-up time for Trevor last year.
Yep.
Not to the point that anybody's going to be like, man, he's got to be QB1 again. But I will say, and I think he said as much, that he really, you know, kind of valued the opportunity to be under Kyle Shanahan's tutelage, because I think Kyle Shanahan has shown the ability to make things quarterback-friendly. I think it's a perfect move for Mac Jones. Do I think he's going to compete with Brock Purdy in that role? No. I think Brock Purdy has a very underrated sense of elusiveness when it comes to his quarterback play.
Yeah.
He's you have guys that are like elusive and you don't realize, like Eli Manning was that way. Eli Manning was elusive. Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, look at Eli's iconic throw in the Super Bowl. That's elusive and breaking tackles.
There was just a certain amount of guys that you don't look at as, you know, dual threat quarterbacks that just have this sense of elusiveness where you're like, all right, yeah, that's good. He's getting it done.
Just that couple of steps laterally in a quick sort of way, not necessarily a burner, but
I will admit too, when Michael Penix did take over for that stretch run last year, I expected a little more scramble.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. And that's fine. That's not obviously not who he is. But again, I don't think most people look at Brock Purdy and think that's who he is. I'm not saying that I thought he'd have, 10 rushing attempts. I'm saying that I thought that he would at least break contain of the pocket. I don't think he ever did. I think he finished the season with, one rushing attempt.
Who, Penix?
Yeah.
That was for the touchdown against Carolina.
Is that what it was? So there you go. So I think I expected him to be a little bit more along the lines of a Purdy or, like I said, Aaron Rodgers, can roll out and break contain and throw Hail Marys and do all that. But, again, I don't think Mac Jones fits that necessarily. But I think he'll fit in well with San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan and everything that he's being asked to do as a backup. And look, man, that's been a pretty good place for backup quarterbacks for a long time, honestly.
Do you hear this? The Seattle radio host, what's this guy's name? What's the guy's name? Ian Furness, KJR Radio. He thinks Russell Wilson is the reason why DK Metcalf wanted out, that he's a cancer, and he kind of was whispering in Metcalf's ear.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Of all things?
Yeah. Orchestrate the Steelers-Seahawks blockbuster trade that happened, of course, on Sunday night. He called Wilson a cancer to the Seahawks organization.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
That's pretty far-fetched, but not impossible, I guess. What are the percentages you give that actually happened? They're actually friends.
It is radio, and sometimes we can just say stuff just to stir the pot a little bit. I don't know. I don't think Russell Wilson is – I think he's kind of phony in a way with his public persona, certainly. But I don't know. I wouldn't go as far as say that. I just thought it was kind of interesting that I kind of came across my feed.
So. Do you remember, speaking of Russell Wilson, and I don't – phony is certainly a word. I think he's just
– corny?
I think he's just uncomfortable – in certain situations. But do you remember when him and the Seahawks came to an extension deal, 5, 6, 7 years ago, whenever it was, and he puts out the video from his bed laying with his wife, and he's like, Seattle, we got a deal.
That was weird.
A little bit later, Tyler Lockett put out a video, I guess when he signed extension, and under the blanket was offensive lineman DJ Fluker. He's like,
hilarious.
We got a deal, and DJ Fluker takes the blanket off, with his bleached dreads, and looks at the camera. It's just absolute. But to your point, I think that's look, man, Russell Wilson, he is, I guess, corny's the word. I don't know,
maybe odd too.
He's a very underrated player in my opinion, and he's been. The thing is, it starts to stack up where Seattle obviously was ready to move on.
Yep,
Denver very clearly was ready to move on.
Just loathed each other.
And now you're in a situation where it's not like the Steelers are fumbling over themselves to get him back in.
Nope.
So you do. Yeah, I think there is a certain aura that kind of revolves around Russell Wilson. I think he's probably a really good dude. Obviously seems to be a great husband, dad, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But there is a certain I don't know what the word is. I don't like the word corny, but there is a certain air about him that I think people have a hard time latching onto. That's the way I'll leave it.
And then it becomes like a social contagion, so a lot of people observe that, and then most people just echo it. I mean,
again, I just can't for the life of me, I can't envision him and DK Metcalf being tight. I don't know why,
but they
just,
are. Apparently, they are. They're close.
That seems crazy to me. They don't seem like they would be boys. But again, it's.
Well, Martha Stewart and Snoop are a big buddy, so I think anything's possible.
Touche. And she's, what, 83 or something crazy?
Still looks great.
Yeah, and he's running the 100 at the Olympics. So
he's a big sellout, though. That's what he is.
Snoop?
He's a big sellout. Come on, anytime you see someone everywhere all the time, you're a sellout. But that's great.
What does that even mean?
What does that mean? You're overexposed.
Every time you see somebody somewhere
all
the time.
You lost your edge. He's not even scary anymore to white people.
Yeah, but he's like 60. What are you talking about? Maybe he just aged out of that part of his life. Oh, man. He's like, look, we were doing a thing the other day about how Dada used to be called the rhyme dragon, because he was breathing fire. And I don't see Day-Day as that anymore, but he's...
Oh, I still see him as that. That's always
the old rhyme dragon back there, you know what I mean?
The rhyme dragon is just crazy.
It's crazy. So good, though. Breathing fire, man.
He's a punk rock of old rappers, man. He still has that edge.
You know what I mean? He does. He's not a sellout. Snoop ain't a sellout, man. He's just a man of the people.
He's a total sellout.
Man. Snoop just trying to pay them bills, man.
He did. What was he getting, like $1 million a day out there or something crazy for the Olympics? Yeah, I don't blame him. I'd be a sellout, too.
Oh, I'd sell out every night. Yeah. I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, but when you're overexposed, there's a certain level of just... You become a caricature of yourself and everything.
Do you remember when
Mark
Cuban said that about the NFL? He's like, at some point, man, they're going to oversaturate the market and they're going to take over every single day of our lives. And
he's right.
It has. And I don't think they've oversaturated the market, but he's definitely... I mean, I thought about that because he said that probably 10 years ago. And then when the NFL moved to Christmas Day last year, I was like, dude... Mark Cuban's so glad he's out of the NBA game right now. Like,
aren't the Chiefs the only team that's played every day of the week?
They did last year. Yeah. They definitely did last year. And they were, look, I think.
Because Christmas was on Wednesday last year.
What did they play? Like, they played us on a primetime game. They played
Sunday night.
That was Sunday night, yeah.
They played something like 11 different primetime games or 12, something insane like that. So, yeah. And then, of course, when you make the run of the playoffs, that's going to happen, and they continue to be good throughout the whole thing. So,
Aaron Rodgers linked to the Steelers.
I think this is I don't think this is what Arthur Smith would want if he was making the decision himself. It doesn't.
I don't see them necessarily getting along because I don't think Arthur takes any crap from anybody.
And I don't think Arthur does. I don't think that's the style of quarterback he wants to play with. I think, and God knows we talked about this. Till I was blue in the face last offseason because our run game was Arthur Smith's run game last year.
Yeah.
Even though he was gone, Dwayne Ledford was still there, and we were still running Arthur Smith's run game. You have to have a quarterback who can run your boots, run your play action fakes, run things like that. And you had that to an extent with, I think that's why they were comfortable with Desmond Ridder, upside athletically. When you went to Kirk, it didn't really fit. It was
walking. Are you saying Aaron Rodgers 7 years ago could have done this, but now not necessarily?
I think so.
Yeah.
I could kind of agree that. Yeah, he's much less agile, and he's still pretty light on his toes for being 41 or whatever he is. But, yeah, I don't think that at this point.
But let's see now, 2 years removed from Achilles, maybe he'll gain a step, but he'll still be a step slow compared to what he used to be.
I think the counter argument I'd have to that is at 41, do you ever regain that step that you had? And I think that, people ask that about Kirk and what he is this coming season.
Well, you come out of the woods from how debilitating the Achilles was. So you'll be a little bit better than you were, but you're not going to be what you were.
Hey, you know what's interesting? Somebody pointed this out to me the other day, that Aaron Rodgers and Kirk had different surgeries. They had different
procedures
procedures on their torn Achilles in terms of the way the surgeon went about doing their business. So I am curious. Yeah, I'm curious to see how that all pans out. I think that they would take him. I think that obviously Justin Fields is in New York and Russell Wilson's making visits to other places. So, yeah, sure. Bring in a, 4-time MVP to play quarterback. That's fine. But – I would just venture to say that I bet Arthur Smith will have to learn from Aaron Rodgers some of the things that Aaron wants to do. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's going to be up to Arthur Smith to pair that with the offense that he wants to run.
And Arthur was in Athens yesterday, too.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was up
there.
There
you go, man.
Saw him in the background.
Welcome home, Artie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry Fontenot with his hat on with TF on the side, had his initials.
I love that. Get a little brand going.
A little brand going.
Does Arthur still have the mustache?
Yeah, it looked like he did. It was kind of in the background, but it looked like he did. So.
Yeah, man. I always hated that look for him, but yeah.
So Justin Fields, what is it with all the fanboys? They still think that he is this generational quarterback. I think he can certainly amount to something, but I think we would have seen more evidence than what we have seen. And I know he's in an impossible situation in Chicago.
Well, and here's what I'll say. I think that if I was Justin Fields this offseason, obviously he landed in New York, and Engstrand, I think is the guy's name, that's the offensive coordinator, Engstrand. If I was Justin Fields, I would have, and this is the first time he's really had the opportunity to do this, I would have gone out of my way to find an offensive coordinator that can utilize my abilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I don't think he's had that, or at least somebody not really willing to. You
there
know,
are no physical limitations with him as far as arm and athleticism.
No.
It's got to be processing.
There's processing and there's understanding. Now, granted, he's, 5 years in, he's had, four different coordinators?
Yeah.
So that's my thing is, when you look at New York and him signing with New York, I would find somebody that can absolutely highlight what I can do. It doesn't have to be, you know, oh, well, we got to teach him to process. Roll him out 20 times. You know what I mean? Like, teach him to read one side of the field. Layer the defense. I don't know, but of course that develops limitations, but you can still win games that way and give him 10 carries. And I think that he'll be just fine for New York.
You can win games with a Justin Fields, certainly.
Well, God, we saw it firsthand last year in week one where they come in here and they don't even score a touchdown.
Yeah.
He's able to move the ball up and down the field. And obviously our offense had its limitations in that game. But look, I think there's a lot of upside to Justin Fields. I'm not a fanboy of his, but I do think that he hasn't been given all of the opportunities that you would have been afforded to him for him to develop properly.
Oh, there's still guys out there listening to us right now, our Falcon fans. He should have gotten Russell Wilson to this day.
Russell was just there. Look,
not Russell. I'm sorry. Justin
Fields. Well, there's the Russell Wilson thing too. There's people that believe that as well. So I don't know, man. It is what it is. We'll see what happens with that. But I think that this is I think the Jets are a good landing spot. I think they're a good pairing together considering what's on the market. Yeah.
All right, coming up, why is this guy still a Falcon? Why? We'll get into that next on The Morning Shift. Sports Radio, 99 Game.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.